This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
The city of Chicago recently opened its COVID-19 vaccination clinics to anyone who's at least 16 years old. But for many Chicagoans, those shots remain out of reach, depending on where they live. WBEZ's Kristen Schorsch takes us to Chinatown on the south side. Community leaders say the city did not prioritize this largely immigrant neighborhood, so they launched their own vaccination clinics to bring the shots closer to home.
Inside the Phoenix restaurant on Archer Avenue, there are glowing chandeliers and tall chairs covered in fabric. The Phoenix has a fine dining experience where people can enjoy dim sum. But the lunch rush isn't here. Only a handful of tables are occupied. Before COVID-19 hit, manager Raymond Lee describes a typical lunch rush.
Full house. Yeah, not like this. But right now, you can see only the 20%, okay?
Business in Chinatown started drying up well before other Chicago neighborhoods. COVID-19 emerged from Wuhan, China. Many Chicagoans connected that to Chinatown. Getting people vaccinated against the virus is key for all of us to get back to life. But as vaccines became available in Chicago, the supply was tight. The Chicago Department of Public Health prioritized communities hardest hit by the virus.
Chinatown has fallen through the cracks.
Illinois Representative Teresa Ma represents the area.
They determine priorities based on these metrics. You know, we're neither in the Protect Chicago Plus program, nor, you know, can they calculate a vulnerability index that allows them to prioritize us in any way.
These metrics essentially determine how vulnerable each Chicago community is to COVID-19. They take into account how many people have gotten sick or died from the virus, how many senior citizens live there, or people who can't work from home. Think of cooks, bus drivers, and daycare workers. From the city's point of view, Chinatown isn't as vulnerable as other parts of Chicago. So the Chicago Department of Public Health has sent the bulk of vaccines elsewhere. Many people in Chinatown have been frustrated by this decision. They say to see how vulnerable their community is, look beyond the metrics.
People are really going to struggle with getting vaccinated. And we found that to be really true.
David Wu runs the Poi Tok Center, a staple in the heart of Chinatown.
A lot of people just don't have the English skills to navigate, and some people don't have the technology skills to figure things out. Our biggest concern was seniors that live by themselves, right?
And for many Chinatown residents who speak only Chinese, their neighborhood is their world. This is their safe space. It's where they're most comfortable. So community leaders felt they had to step in to open vaccination sites for residents close to home. The Poi Tok Center, for example, is typically a welcoming center for new immigrants. Now it runs large vaccination clinics with somewhat of a secret waiting list to get a shot. People only can get on the list if they can read Chinese, and the list is pretty long.
So we have been calling over 2,000 some people already.
Karen Lee is David Wu's assistant.
Yes, they already take the vaccine somewhere. Then we say, okay, that's fine. And then we'll continue to call other people.
Other organizations in Chinatown also work to get vaccines for residents. The Chicago Department of Public Health did not provide comment for this story. Ultimately, the hard work paid off. At a recent Poi Tok vaccination clinic and during interviews at Chinatown restaurants, people who got vaccinated say they feel more protected for their community and for themselves. Karen Lee introduces me to Tichang Wang and Gui Mei Liu. They've been waiting a year to get vaccinated.
Okay, they came here to visit her daughter, but because of the pandemic, they're supposed to go back last March. Because of pandemic, they stay here until now.
Now that they're vaccinated, they say they finally feel safe enough to fly home to China. Kristen Schorsch, WBEZ News.